The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, Salem Media Group, staff, management, or advertisers. This is B2B Radio, featuring Mr. Biz, sponsored by Wentworth Financial Partners. Over the next half hour, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth, Central Ohio's leading business-to-business advisor, will present information that helps reduce risk, improve financial performance, and change your company's future. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, this program is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully everyone had a good Black Friday, and everyone's getting amped up here in Central Ohio for the game. Go Bucks. Hopefully we've got a bunch of Ohio State fans listening. If not, you can go ahead and tune out now. Just kidding. Today we're going to talk about how the results from the election are going to impact business. We're going to talk about it a little bit on a federal level, but more so drill it down into, you know, the state of Ohio, and even more so for Central Ohio. Today, we're very fortunate to have two esteemed guests that are very knowledgeable on what we're going to talk about. So first of all, we have Rich Thompson, who is the Director of Political Programs at the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you so much for having me, Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on. And Chris Ferruso, who is a Legislative Director for Ohio at the National Federation of Independent Business. It's a mouthful, Chris.
It is. It's the world's greatest acronym. Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on. I definitely appreciate you guys coming on. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Beautiful. It was great. Always a good time to spend with family and friends. So, yeah, thanks. How about you?
Good, good. A lot of eating. Rich, get some good food.
Absolutely. I was just recently engaged, so I had to celebrate two Thanksgivings, but, you know, that's not a bad thing at all.
Right.
So, a lot of food.
Extra food is good, right? Extra food.
Absolutely.
So let's dig right in. So we're going to do actually this topic on election results and the impact they'll have on business. We're actually going to do the next two shows on this. So this show, we're going to cover in each segment, we're going to cover the economy, taxes, and trade. And then the show next week will cover three more topics that will be infrastructure, healthcare, and immigration. So with that, let's go ahead and dive into economy. So, obviously, talking about stock markets, interest rates, things like that. Rich, you know, what's the Chamber of Commerce? What is your sort of position on this? How do you guys think the economy is going to be affected by the recent results?
Well, you know, I think that there were a lot of folks that were shocked by, you know, the results for earlier this month with Trump winning, and the same can be said as you know, what's going on with the stock market. We've seen the Dow Industrial rise, you know, up to, you know, almost 19,000 points, and you know, the S&P and NASDAQ are also riding record highs right now. So you know, as of right now, people are banking on Trump really, you know, turning the economy around, and you know, thinking. Furthermore, further down the road, that, you know, should he introduce a stimulus package, that it might help rebuild our nation's infrastructure. So you're seeing, you know, stocks and, you know, companies like U.S. Steel and Caterpillar also, you know, going up. So and on the smaller level, I think that, you know, it's going to be good for small companies that don't have traditionally, you know, a great amount of exposure overseas. And so that may also help bolster the U.S. economy moving forwards.
So, Chris, I know one of the things they talked about, that Trump has talked about, at least on the federal level, is potentially doing a hiring freeze in the federal government. What do we think the impact's going to be within, you know, Ohio, even Central Ohio, with some of the DFC? I can't remember what the acronym is, but
right, the supply center in
Whitehall,
correct?
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
You know, from our perspective, my members are all privately held independent businesses, and so you know, I think anytime the government is putting a hiring freeze on, they view that as a positive thing. That means less resources that are being directed away from their businesses into government programs that may or may not benefit them. With respect to Central Ohio, I think it's difficult to tell. I think those kind of priorities will be finalizes Mr. Trump and his administration come in to see where they want to redirect or direct resources. I will note that part of his platform was strengthening the defense of this nation. And so clearly the Air Force Base in Dayton and certainly the installations here in Columbus could potentially see a benefit. And I think those details will will remain to be seen.
What about minimum wage? I know one of the things that's been a big thing on the left, pushing to get to increase the minimum wage. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if Trump really came out and said anything from a federal level, where he wanted to go with that. Do you guys have any sort of inkling on where that may go? Do we expect anything in the short run, let's say, next 12 months or so?
Well, at least on election night, you saw across the country a lot of states pass minimum wage increases. I believe that, the states here were, Arizona, New York, some of these states have increased their minimum wage. Ohio's is going up 5 cents this year, and we're seeing some efforts by cities to sort of supersede, go over the state rules. So I think that I don't know about a federal perspective, but it seems like it's coming out of the states for this. So
Yeah, I think it's part of a bigger national movement, but you're seeing it kind of percolate and bubble up at the local level. Rich touched on it. For example, there's a initiative in Cleveland to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. From our association's perspective, the minimum wage is a challenge. Of course, in Ohio, our minimum wage is indexed to inflation, as Rich mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up 5 cents. There is this push, this fight for 15, if you will. The biggest challenge we have is, first of all, we already have a minimum wage in our Constitution. And so in our view, our association's view, the voters have decided that regardless of how you feel about it, back in 2006 through that constitutional amendment. The real challenge comes for small business owners in particular is when you have different minimum wages in different municipalities. So if I'm a business that's a plumber working in 8 different municipalities and I have workers in each of those, how do I accommodate that minimum wage
for each
of that? It just becomes a paperwork nightmare for small business owners.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that. It seems like we've dug into this not too pretty shallow, actually. A lot of things we could talk about with the economy, but again, we want to try to get through as many of these different topics on the election results as we can. We will be coming up after the break. We're going to talk about it'll be time for the Mr. Biz quote of the week, and we're going to be talking through taxes. I know that's a subject that most people are going to want to know, not only from a business perspective, but I'm sure on a personal level as well. So one of the things we'll be looking at is what can we expect to happen with the business tax rates? I know Trump has suggested that he wanted to significantly reduce them. And we'll talk with our guests about, whether that's a possibility and we think that can happen and how soon that might happen. So with that, we'll wrap up for this break. We'll come back after the break. Thanks.
I'm Dr. Buzz, DC, with Buckeye Physical Medicine Rehab, Columbus's largest hormone replacement center. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can completely reverse the effects of aging and the aches and pains of low T. Thousands of patients that suffer from low T have come to us to rejuvenate their youth. Buckeye Physical Medicine patients have enhanced their energy levels, rid themselves of inflammation, and feel years younger. Call Buckeye Physical Medicine and Rehab at 614-721-5698. That's 614-721-LOW-T. Or visit BuckeyePMR.com. today.
We're all worried about the rising cost of health care, but now there's good news, and it's available here locally. It's called Quality Dental Plan. If you join today, you'll receive added benefits that include a dental exam, teeth cleaning, teeth whitening, x-rays, and significant discounts on all dental procedures. No claim forms, no hidden fees, no hassle. For details on Quality Dental Plan and how to join, call Grandview Dental Care at 614-486-7378 or 614smile.com.
Could your company benefit from better financial performance or more efficient operations? At Wentworth Financial Partners, our 60,000 hours of experience deliver part-time CFO services that produce guaranteed results. Get the benefit of our vast expertise at a fraction of the cost. We help put the focus to working on your business instead of always working in it. Learn about our guaranteed results at wentworthfinancialpartners.com or call Mr. Biz at 614-962-7CFO. That's wentworthfinancialpartners.com.
Every day, careless drivers drive away from car crashes they cause while you're left behind, injured, without a car, and unable to work. It gets worse. Careless drivers insurance company may refuse to pay you. Your insurance company may refuse to help you. You'll have to do one thing. Hit Scott Smith and get justice. We have the experience and the resources to get you the results you need and deserve. Call 888-311-LAWS. That's 888-311-LAWS. Or visit us at sestriallaw.com. Get Scott Smith. get justice.
To schedule a free consultation, call 614-962-7CFO. That's 962-7CFO. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
Welcome back. B2B Radio here. Ken Wentworth, Mr. Biz. It's time for the Mr. Biz quote of the week. You guys excited?
Very, you feeling this?
Yeah, I can see you guys are on the edge of your seats. You guys, you can't see them, but they're on the edge of their seats. The quote this week: train your mind to see something good in everything. And the author is unknown. I'll just go ahead and claim credit for it. I like it. I'm going to go ahead and say that was Mr. Biz. Just kidding. I always try to look at things positively. There's always silver lining in everything. So I think we need to, more and more people need to think about that. Real quick. So I wanted to touch base on with our guests. What's a good way to reach if someone wanted to reach out to you, Rich, or you, Chris? So I guess, Rich, if you want to go first, what's the best way to sort of reach out to the Ohio Chamber or even you?
You can email me directly at rthompson@ohiochamber.com. I'm also on Twitter at ProBizPolitics, where I cover everything from national political news to state house news in Columbus, and what's affecting you on the state and federal level as far as, you know, being a business owner goes.
Yeah, I recommend nfib.com/OH. You can find everything we're doing here at the state level in addition to what our federal team is doing. My contact information is on the page. Strongly encourage you to email me or pick up the phone and call me. I'm always available.
Okay, sounds good. Let's dig into taxes. I know everyone's, that's definitely a topic that everyone wants to talk about. So a couple of things, I know on the personal level, one of the things that Trump had mentioned that he wants to do from a federal perspective is decrease the number of individual tax brackets from 7 down to 3. Again, that's one on his wish list. Some middle class relief, do some simplification. But most importantly, I think for our listeners, business rates. So I know he had mentioned possibly trying to go from, I believe it was 35% down to 15%. You know, I guess, Chris, from your perspective, how likely do we think that he's going to be able to accomplish that?
Well, I hope it's very likely now with Republicans in control of both chambers and Congress and a Republican president, that the taxes are certainly something I think should be a major focus. From our perspective, we want to see normalization and equalization. So 100% agree that our corporate tax rate is uncompetitive, and which is why you see a lot of large businesses candidly leaving the country and,
sure,
and establishing headquarters across the world. Repatriating those companies would be a boon for the economy here. You lower the rates, you bring them back, you keep the money here, you keep the workers here. In concert with that is certainly making sure that our small businesses, which, by the way, create the majority of new jobs, 60 to 70% of new jobs, are not paying a higher corporate rate or higher tax rate than their corporate brethren. Most of them are structured, as you know, as pass-through entities. And so the personal income tax a lot of times becomes the business tax they pay. So anytime you can adjust those rates, which I will give credit to Ohio for doing, significantly lowering those rates for small businesses certainly helps create the opportunity and the environment for entrepreneurs to thrive and grow their businesses. So I'm very hopeful that President Trump, his administration, working in concert with Congress, will help to lower all businesses' tax rate, including small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be definitely a good thing. I mean, that investment, I think we'll see that as far as job creation. I know he's definitely trumpeting the horn, pun intended, that he's going to be able to create a lot of jobs, and I think that's definitely one way to be able to do that. I guess, you know, Rich, I know he's talked about, and I know in his prior business life, Donald Trump has been extensively used tax credits, and I think if he's going to continue to do that or want to do that going forward, I mean, that's going to put a lot of pressure on several different governmental agencies, HUD, CDFI, USDA, et cetera. You think that might result in additional funding for the Small Business Administration? Could that be sort of an offset, an ancillary impact of that?
I think being a businessman and seeing the benefit that tax credits, you know, can be a boon to, you know, businesses throughout the country, that, you know, we could absolutely, you know, potentially see more of that during a Trump presidency over the next 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, I think the taxes are one of those things, right? So I think if you're able to lower it, I mean, don't forget the impact. But as far as small businesses are concerned, you know, you lower that rate, obviously makes a big difference, and oftentimes leads to investing back in the business. I'm just curious to see how that's going to be met in Congress with the impacts on the deficit and the debt overall. If he's going to be able to put together a full package that sort of he can push through, you know, he may even get Republican pushback, depending on, you know, how much, you know, it's estimated he's going to be adding to the debt. So I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. What else, tax-wise, have you guys been hearing, or what are you thinking may be a result of this?
Well, let me jump to the state level if I can. Ohio,
sure.
You know, you talked about the number of brackets at the federal level. Ohio is one of the most progressive tax structures for personal income in the country. We have 9 different brackets in the state, which really creates a disincentive for growth, because the higher you increase your income, the more you pay in taxes. And so it's almost perverse that we have so many different tax brackets. So certainly commend the desire to reduce the number of tax brackets at the federal level. Would also like to see that replicated at the state level, because remember, we don't just pay federal taxes, we also pay state taxes, and in the state of Ohio, the privilege of paying local income taxes, both where we live and where we work. And so anything you can do to collapse that, to incentivize growth and not stop people from earning more money, which would place them in a higher tax bracket, would certainly be beneficial. Again, small business owners pay their taxes at the personal income levels, and so it's a direct impact to their bottom line.
Yep, definitely. Well, it sounds like we're expecting definitely positive results on the small business level as the rates are reduced. We're going to talk about, after the break here, we're going to talk about trade. So, for example, as a tease, if trade war develops, how will we think that's going to impact Ohio? You're listening to B2B Radio. This is Ken Wentworth, Mr. Biz.
We're all worried about the rising cost of healthcare, but now there's good news, and it's available here locally. It's called Quality Dental Plan. If you join today, you'll receive added benefits that include a dental exam, teeth cleaning, teeth whitening, x-rays, and significant discounts on all dental procedures. No claim forms, no hidden fees, no hassle. For details on Quality Dental Plan and how to join, call Grandview Dental Care at 614-486-7378 or 614smile.com.
Could your company benefit from better financial performance or more efficient operations? At Wentworth Financial Partners, our 60,000 hours of experience deliver part-time CFO services that produce guaranteed results. Get the benefit of our vast expertise at a fraction of the cost. We help put the focus to working on your business instead of always working in it. Learn about our guaranteed results at wentworthfinancialpartners.com or call Mr. Biz at 614-962-7CFO. That's wentworthfinancialpartners.com.
Every day, careless drivers drive away from car crashes they cause while you're left behind, injured, without a car, and unable to work. It gets worse. Careless drivers insurance company may refuse to pay you. Your insurance company may refuse to help you. You'll have to do one thing. Hit Scott Smith and get justice. We have the experience and the resources to get you the results you need and deserve. Call 888-311-LAWS. That's 888-311-LAWS, or visit us at sestriallaw.com. Get Scott Smith. Get justice.
I'm Dr. Buzz, DC, with Buckeye Physical Medicine Rehab, Columbus's largest hormone replacement center. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can completely reverse the effects of aging and the aches and pains of low T. Thousands of patients that suffer from low T have come to us to rejuvenate their youth. Buckeye Physical Medicine patients have enhanced their energy levels, rid themselves of inflammation, and feel years younger. Call Buckeye Physical Medicine and Rehab at 614-721-5698. That's 614-721-LOW-T. Or visit BuckeyePMR.com. Today.
To learn more about Ken Wentworth, go to wentworthfinancialpartners.com. And now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
Welcome back to B2B Radio. This is Ken Wentworth, Mr. Biz, here again with my guest Rich Thompson from the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, and Chris Ferruso. I keep stumbling on your name there. Sorry about that. From the National Federation of Independent Business. What we're going to talk about here in this last segment is trade. So I know one of the things that Mr. Trump had campaigned on was renegotiating NAFTA. Certainly, I think that'll have some impact on business here in Ohio. And also, he's talking about significantly imposing import tariffs to try to bring a lot of the jobs back, to discourage jobs from moving overseas and production from moving overseas. So I guess, Rich, from your perspective, how do you think that that's all going to play out?
Well, you look at the results from earlier this month, and you see Rust Belt states that elected Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012 that have come around and then flipped those states red, supporting Donald Trump, mostly on the basis that he was going to bring jobs back to this area, to these regions, and bring up the folks that feel that they've been left behind from a global economy, bringing jobs to places like Toledo, to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I think that is going to be a big part of his platform, and whether that is going to come from repealing NAFTA, altering it, or putting tariffs on goods in order to promote business within the United States. These are some of the things that we're going to see him really work on in his first 100 days to fulfill campaign promises to these people in this region that helped elect him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, how do you think, assuming or presuming possibly that a trade war does develop, how do we think that's going to impact Ohio?
Yeah, it becomes challenging. These NAFTA in particular have been in place for better part of two and a half decades now, and I think you always have to look at and evaluate things and the unintended consequences. So if the United States is to impose a tariff on a product or a series of products, is there a business or businesses operating in Central Ohio or in Ohio or in the country that fall under the same kind of penalty, if you will, where they are looking to export and the country they're exporting to or the countries they're exporting to, they too get saddled with these tariffs. Does that dry up their business?
Sure.
And so, this debate is far from begun and far from over from certain, members of Congress are going to have to look at their various constituencies. And that's the unique thing about having 435 members in the House and 100 in the Senate is there's a lot of diversity across this country. And I think that really the consequences of creating a trade war is significantly going to have to be evaluated because we are a global economy, and to just flip a switch and end an agreement certainly will have a ripple effect. And I don't know yet what that will be, and only time will tell.
Right. Yeah. I guess it depends on to what extent, I think some of the things that he had campaigned on were I wouldn't say draconian, but some of them were pretty harsh and a little bit out there. And I'm guessing that to be able to push something through, he's going to need to rein those in a bit and not be as aggressive with it. And then it's just a matter of what that impact will be. And we've got, I think, enough companies here in Ohio that, ship overseas or have operations overseas. Obviously, here in Central Ohio, out in Marysville, we've got Honda, which, I'm sure they'll be very keen to see, what the impact, what the impact of that will be. Have you heard anything specific? I mean, or I guess not heard anything specific, but is Honda, Central Ohio wise, is Honda probably the one that's most impacted by something like that, you think?
They're certainly one of the bigger ones that are impacted, but there are a lot of major companies in Ohio. I look at Cardinal Health as well, and I don't know how big their footprint is internationally, but they certainly do a lot of, they're a Fortune 100 company, I believe, and so they do distributions worldwide. I think of Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati and their operations, and the impact is not just on the other side. It certainly impacts American-based companies or companies located in North America or in the United States doing business. And so again, it's those unintended consequences and making sure you're not hurting the businesses that are here and are being successful. You talked about some of the rhetoric we heard on the campaign trail, and I would submit to you that the legislative process is deliberately designed to be slow and to force change and to force compromise. And so I think at the end of the day, what you may want may have to be worked back and ultimately found some sort of balance in the middle in order to achieve some of your stated goals.
Right. And I think the general aggressiveness of some of the things that he may have mentioned on the campaign trail is I think those are going to have to be definitely pulled back to be able to push things through and actually make some change. Well, we are actually coming to a close here. We've scratched the surface on some of these topics. So I wanted to mention again, so thank you, first of all, Rich Thompson and Chris Ferruso. Again, if you guys wouldn't mind, Rich, first, how can people reach you? What's the best way to reach you?
You can visit our website, ohiochamber.com, and you can also check me out on Twitter at ProBizPolitics or by email at rthompson@ohiochamber.com.
And real quick, Chris?
Yeah, sure. www.nfib.com/OH. You can find my email address and contact information there. We are in downtown Columbus. Feel free to reach out to us anytime.
All right. Thanks, guys. Come back next week for part two. We'll be talking about infrastructure, healthcare, and immigration. B2B Radio.
This has been B2B Radio with your host, Mr. Biz, sponsored by Wentworth Financial Partners. Wentworth Financial Partners is your resource for part-time CFO services that help you work on your business instead of in your business. To schedule a free consultation, call 614-962-7CFO. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Media Group, staff, management, or advertisers. Tune in again next week for B2B Radio with Mr. Biz.